Every Thursday morning at 8:30, we check in with Marianne Combs from NPR News for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Good morning, Marianne. Happy New Year.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you, too.
Did you have a lovely New Year?
I had a lovely New Year. Mm-hmm. It was a cold New Year, but it was a lovely New Year. Mm-hmm. And
low-key, low-concept?
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to 2014, I have to say. 2013 had some great moments, but 2014, I think, is going to be awesome.
All right. So do we have many choices for this first weekend?
You know, that's a good point to make because, you know, a lot of arts organizations sort of recognize, okay, this is family time, this is holiday time, lots of parties. A lot of people are going to opt to socialize with their friends face to face rather than sitting and looking at something. But let's face it, it's really cold outside. A lot of people are experiencing cabin fever right now.
Sure.
And they got the kids at home and they're thinking, what can we do next? And
get the hell out of here.
And sledding just doesn't seem like a good option right now.
It's too cold even for that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So here are some things to get you stimulated, some color, some getting you out into other locales that are not outdoors so you can have some fun. Here is, first off, if you have those kids and you're like, I need to get out of the house with them, Free First Saturday at the Walker Arts Center. From Morocco to the Moon is the theme this Saturday. You can travel to far-off places while touring the galleries. There's going to be North African music by Amouaj, discovering the sounds of North Africa with, you know, there'll be the oud, the ney, violin, percussion instruments. The kids can play on the percussion instruments. There's going to be a theater workshop where they're going to be looking at fables and folktales and comparing the Moroccan folktale, The Girl Who Lived with Gazelles, to Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, and finding out, oh, there's a lot in common between
cool.
the two. And there's going to be a film, and there's going to be art making. It's just a lot of fun. You can keep your kids busy. That's
fantastic.
This Saturday.
Cool.
Activities are designed for kids from ages 6 to 12, and it's from 10 to 3. So it's from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. to keep them busy.
All right.
All right. Now, if you're also interested in art and you want a little stimulation, for me, I love the behind-the-scenes stuff. When it comes to, you know, there's the painting on the wall, but then there's the story of the painting on the wall. And then there's its history and the layers beneath the paint. Sometimes you can reveal things. Well, right now at the MIA, they are restoring this triptych by Max Beckmann called Blind Man's Bluff. This is this huge piece. It's considered one of the top five most important works at the MIA. And it was built, MIA acquired it in 1955, but it's been sort of falling apart over the years. It's an unstable structure, and it's sort of deteriorating on the top level. So what you can do is you can go in and watch them restore the painting and learn all about the painting, how they restore it so that it's artistically, you know, still keeps its worth as a painting as opposed to, you know, like somebody goes in and tries to redo that Jesus in the church.
Yeah, like that one. Turns Jesus into a monkey.
That didn't work out.
Monkey Jesus.
And so you can actually go like on Mondays through Fridays from 10:30 to 12:30. The conservator, Joan Gorman, will be there working in the gallery lab, and you can watch her work on the painting. So this is in Gallery 370, and it's up through March 1st. They're going to be working on it for months. But how cool that you can go in and they're taking that behind-the-scenes stuff.
When do you get to do something like that? Pretty much never.
Never.
Yeah.
No. So actually, you know, the MIA has set up this relationship with the Midwest Art Conservation Center. And so every once in a while, they bring out a work that needs this and they'll put it out for display so people can see the work being treated and cared for and find out all about the care that goes into preserving a masterwork. So pretty darn cool.
Right on.
Yeah. And then finally, Raucous Caucus 4. This is a
Please take note of what she actually said there.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Presented by Boxwine Theater at Bryant Lake Bowl. This is 8 10-minute plays from around the country being performed in January. You have such a dirty mind.
I do.
Yeah, maybe you need to spell that for Steve.
C-A-U-C-U-S.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I know.
At any rate, so it's a bunch of different plays featuring censorship, government intrusion, guns in the classroom, all sorts of stuff going on, with featuring both right and left-leaning views relevant to today's political climate. So that's, you know, 10-minute plays featuring some local playwrights as well as playwrights from around the country. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be a great sort of, you know, if you don't like what you see this 10 minutes, well, In 10 minutes, you'll have something completely new and different. Right. So it'll be very stimulating. And it's a Bryant Lake Bowl, so you can cozy all up. You'll get warm sitting next to all these other people. And you can have your food warm you up and sit in there and huddle in from the cold and be stimulated by political and other challenging ideas. No,
and that's awesome. It's the BLB, so it's pretty much a good time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And if you want, you can go bowling afterwards.
Exactly.
So again, we'll make it through this cold patch.
As we always do.
Yes.
We are hardy stock.
And that's why we have such a great art scene, in part, because we need these distractions.
It's all true, man. It's seriously all true. Three great choices, as always, Marianne. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Happy New
Year. Happy New Year, indeed. Marianne Combs writes the State of the Arts blog, and you can check it out at nprnews.org and joins us every Thursday morning at 8:30 for the Weekend Arts Roundup here on The Current.